Welcome to part two of our coverage of the 68th Eurovision Song Contest taking place in Malmö, Sweden. On today's episode of ESC 101, we are taking a look at the acts that have been allocated to semi-final two. We'll be reviewing the studio versions of the songs representing Malta, Albania, Greece, Switzerland, Czechia, Austria, Denmark, Armenia, Latvia, San Marino, Georgia, Belgium, Estonia, Israel, Norway, and the Netherlands. Join us as we review and react to the 16 acts vying for a spot in the grand final in this year's Eurovision Song Contest. This is ESC 101. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to ESC 101, your home of Eurovision history and obscurity. While we normally cover topics exploring the history of the Eurovision Song Contest through the stories of artists, hosts, interval acts, venues, and other elements of the contest, for the next few episodes, we're turning our attention to the 2024 edition of the contest. Welcome to episode 35. My name is Alexander. If you haven't had the chance to check out our previous episode covering the acts in semifinal 1, I encourage you to do so before listening to this episode, as I explain the scoring system in greater detail. The short version is that I used the studio versions from Spotify as an equal baseline for all the entries, and I created a 10-part rubric to give a score between 0 and 100 points. Some songs did very well in certain categories and flopped in others. This allowed me to reach a fair score without penalizing a single aspect of the song. There were also some tie-breaking situations when putting together the ranking list. I basically used a modified version of the tie-breaking system used in the 1991 Eurovision Song Contest. The country with the most tens would break the tie. If they had the same number of tens, I would go through the number of nines, eights, etc. until I reached the end. If I still had a tie, I would flip a coin to break the tie. I mentioned a final note in the last episode, and I'd like to repeat it in full. The opinions expressed in this episode are my own. You're not only free to disagree with them, I fully expect some people to think my opinions are crazy and complete nonsense. That's okay. Music is subjective, and there will be entries that you may love that I don't. I will be making positive and negative comments on each entry, and none of them are meant to be personal attacks on the artists. Each artist worked hard to develop their voices and careers. Sending abusive and hate-filled messages to anyone, let alone the artists, is never okay. Each artist has my respect for having the courage to put themselves onto the Eurovision stage, and my critiques come from a place of personal taste and development. If any of the Eurovision artists happen to be listening to this, please know that whether I like or dislike your song, you should be proud of your accomplishments, and I wish you the best of luck in Malmö. With that being said, let's dive into the entries competing in the second semi-final of the Eurovision Song Contest 2024. I'll be reviewing the entries according to the running order. The first song comes from Malta. Here is Sara Benici with the song Loop. Let's go another round, slow. Don't you tell me I'm your addiction. It was obvious you'd end up back there. Oh my God, you got This is a solid song to dance to. It's a great party song, and the vocals are well developed. The revamp helps to amplify the song, and it gives the structure more foundational strength to stand on. Now, I say this with love. This song is literally slow-mo at home. This feels like a remix of Spain's 2022 entry, which, depending on who you are, is either completely fine or an injustice to Chanel. I don't mind the similarities, but this feels uninspired for me. It feels superficial, and it lacks the gravitas that I look for in a song like this. There's also the missed opportunity for a real peak in the song. There's no epic high note in this track. I'm imagining some kind of Natalia Gordienko high note, but sung with more depth, like a pop star creating a firework moment. At the end of the day, I like this song, but it just doesn't fit into a Eurovision lineup. There are alternatives to this song, and I ended up giving Malta 39 out of 100 points, and this is a non-qualifier for me. The second song comes from Albania. Here is Bessa with the song Titan. Rise, I'm a titan in disguise. I bet you thought that I would crumble, but I won't. You thought I wouldn't make it out here on my own. You thought you'd see me broken. I'm going strong, still going strong. Got an arm around my heart, it's unbreakable. Got my feet on the ground, I'm unshakable. And if you think I won't survive, then you're so wrong. You're so wrong. I won't go down. I'll never break. Like a titan, I'll be brave. Albania has this really bad habit of taking a beautiful song from their national final and making it worse with a revamp. 2024 is no exception. I didn't mind the national final version of this song. When I heard this, I felt nothing but disappointment. This lacks good instrumentation, and the genres in the song don't blend well together. I'm getting rap mixed with 80s synth, and it feels cheap. It builds up to nowhere, and the song is just too average for me to enjoy. This needs stringed instruments, it needs a powerful ending, and more ballad tones. Keep it in Albanian! Seriously, Albania, your language is gorgeous, and I know that you can do better than this. I gave Albania 36 out of 100 points, and I was being generous here. Bessa has fantastic vocals. Don't fix something that isn't broken. The third song comes from Greece. Here is Marina Sati with the song Zari. Opa, 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 gaz, 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 gaz. Ποιος να μας φέρει ό,τι θέλει μετά. I struggled to write a review for this entry. I must be the only Eurovision fan in existence to not like this song. Every recap and rating I see across YouTube and Instagram have this song placed fairly high, and I genuinely do not understand why people like this song. Let me be clear. I think Marina's vocals are gorgeous. She has fantastic control over her tone. But I simply cannot connect with music that goes duh for half the song. The instrumentation literally and physically hurts my ears. I cringe every time I listen to this song, and I am unable to enjoy the song. This is supposed to showcase the real characteristics of young Greek people and their culture, and I know I just had my birthday not long ago, but maybe I'm just an old man and I don't understand this. This is simply noise without a direction, and this song is not for me. I wish Marina the best of luck, but this song is going nowhere near my playlist. I gave Greece 28 out of 100 points, and this is the lowest ranked song of not only the semifinal, but for all of 2024. To the people of Greece, I'm sorry, I love many of your entries. This is not one of them. The fourth song comes from Switzerland. Here is Nemo with the song The Code. That's where I found my kingdom come. My heart beats like a somewhere between the O's and ones. That's where I found my kingdom come. My heart beats like a drum. This song is the personification of drama. This is vocally impressive. It tells the story of breaking the code of conformity, and it showcases Nemo's vocals perfectly. I am in shock and awe over this song. It is an art piece that speaks to my very soul. I absolutely adore this song. This is genius. I cannot find a meaningful critique of this song. The only thing I could think of was that the brass instruments felt a bit heavy. It drowned out some parts of the song, but honestly, that felt like nitpicking. Switzerland is one of my predicted winners of this contest, and it's going straight into my playlist. This is one of three entries that received a 10 in one of the categories. Switzerland's score ended up tying with Croatia's. Like Croatia, I gave Switzerland 87 out of 100 points, easily qualifying, becoming a contender to be the overall winner of 2024. Will any entry end up surpassing 87 points? Let's keep going and find out. The fifth song comes from Czechia. Here is Aiko with the song Pedestal. I reviewed this entry when covering the Czech national final in a bonus episode, and this time I reviewed it purely on the revamped studio version. The revamp provides better instrumentation, and the vocals are solid on this track. However, Czechia made one fatal mistake in their revamp. They killed the energy of the song with the spoken word portion. If you aren't aware of the spoken word portion, here it is. In a studio version where you are trying to create a piece of art, this is acceptable. In a song competition where you are showcasing music to an international audience that has 3 minutes to decide whether to vote for you or not, this is unacceptable. I want the empowering energy to continue right into the peak of the song, not completely die off and reset. The energy has to be completely rebuilt from scratch, and I know that Aiko said she was happy with the revamp, but I just have to disagree. This could cost Czechia their qualification, ignoring the quality of the live vocals. If I could remove the spoken word part of the song, I would have scored this higher. I ended up giving Czechia 59 out of 100 points, and it's in my personal qualification list, but this is at serious risk of not qualifying on the night. The sixth song comes from Austria. Here is Colleen with the song We Will Rave. Queen Colleen has arrived. This song is perfect. I cannot stop listening to this song. She is gorgeous. Her dancing is on point, and she is experienced on the Eurovision stage, having been a stand-in for several performances, including Fuego in 2018. This has me raving with good reviews. This is a song that truly builds a soundscape of leaving your feelings behind and simply letting your body flow to the sound of the music, letting yourself experience the pure perfection that is Queen Colleen and her ethereal vocals. Words are not enough to describe the perfection that is this song. My only desire for this entry is more. I want more vocal harmonization from Colleen. It's too soft in the second pre-chorus, and I want a bigger transition between the big drums and the final rave segment. Also, I want a 10-hour version of this song. This smashes Croatia and Switzerland's score. I gave Austria 92 out of 100 points, reaching the top of the rankings. So far. The question remains, will there be another entry to steal the crown from Queen Colleen? The seventh song comes from Denmark. Here is Saba with the song Sand.
We were throwing memories in the air, bits and pieces lying everywhere. Bits and pieces lying everywhere.
Denmark has sadly fallen into the same trap as some of the other entries, with recaps highlighting the best part of the song and setting my expectations to match. When listening to the whole thing, it feels disjointed. The buildup goes nowhere, and this takes the scenic route with nothing to see along the way. Vocally, this is on point, and Saba is absolutely gorgeous in the national final performance, but the studio track is just there. Also, where's the ending? Seriously, there are way too many entries with missing endings. This song does nothing for me, and I am disappointed in Denmark. I gave Denmark 37 out of 100 points, and this song is just forgettable. The eighth song comes from Armenia. Here is La Deniva with the song Jaco. I was a bit worried when I heard this song. There are parts of the song which feel hollow and empty. Where are the stringed instruments in the song? Seriously, this could use some more strings. The beginning is completely jarring and there's no real build-up in the song. But vocally, La Deniva sounds great. Her vocals are soothing and flows nicely into the song. There is a unique flavor of musicality which I think is akin to Grease's tone, but this is way more accessible. This song needs a rework in my opinion, but perhaps it'll translate well in the arena and on television screens. I think this needs a more powerful ending, especially with the themes of female empowerment refusing to be silenced. Overall, I think Armenia will do well, and this qualified in my rankings. I gave Armenia 50 out of 100 points. The ninth song comes from Latvia. Here is Dawns with the song Hollow.
Will I ever find my own way? I don't want to lose me so cruelly. I'm drifting in and out of who I am. So help me understand.
This song has a decent foundation, and I like the quiet parts of the song. The piano has an impact in the silence, but I would like it to be paired with a guitar, just lightly strumming along in the background to provide some support for the rhythm. Don's vocals are good, and it provides a good effect to the meaning of the song, but like the song title, this song is hollow sounding. The buildup hits a ceiling, and I want it to smash that ceiling into dust. It feels safe in a catchy way, and I feel like this song could do more. Overall, I think this is an okay song. I gave Latvia 46 out of 100 points, and this qualifies in my rankings, but I am concerned about its chances for qualification. The 10th song comes from San Marino. Here is Megara with the song Once Once.
Once.
If you know anything about me, you'll know that I love a majority of the Sam Marinese entries. There are actually some Sam Marinese entries that I don't enjoy. San Marino's 2024 entry is one that I absolutely love. San Marino often borrows sounds from other regions in Europe, and this year Spain has the honor of bringing San Marino to the forefront. I reviewed this entry in my bonus episode covering San Marino's national final, and I said that this would surpass San Marino's highest scoring entry. I am rethinking my statement from that episode. I don't know if it'll perform better than Serhat's Say Na Na Na, but I still think this song has a good chance of qualifying. It has a solid rock foundation. The exotic flavor of the Spanish guitars and the spectacle that the studio track brings is marvelous. This doesn't necessarily bring anything new to the rock genre, but does it have to? I think this is a great quality entry, better than their entry last year, and I think Megara will qualify. I gave San Marino 69 out of 100 points, and this is in my top 10. Shocking that San Marino isn't my number one, and it's not in my top 3 or top 5. Despite how much I love San Marino, I wanted to judge this song fairly and accurately. The 11th song comes from Georgia. Here is Nuza Buzalatze with the song Firefighter. Georgia falls into the chaotic category of entries. I struggle to connect with the song, and I largely forget parts of this entry. Nuza has fantastic vocals, and the instrumentation showcases the passion and power of firefighting. It's an anthemic piece of art, but it's an art piece with no end goal. This feels directionless, and it's missing a destination. It has several angles, and it feels like it's several music projects smushed together into a 3-minute song. This feels meaningless to me, and it saddens me because I think the overall package is solid, I just don't get it. I gave Georgia 46 out of 100 points, and this ties with Latvia. Sadly, Latvia and Georgia were in the 10th and 11th positions respectively, and the tiebreaker gave the qualification to Latvia. I wouldn't be upset if Georgia qualified, but at the end of the day, Georgia's song just doesn't connect with me. The 12th song comes from Belgium. Here is Musti with the song Before the Party's Over. You're the living proof. Still playing the game. Belgium's entry created a single moment of perfection, and then it surrounded it with mediocrity. This is one of the fan favorites, and in the recaps, it certainly feels like it. But the remaining 2.5 minutes surrounding the climactic vocal powerhouse that is Musti just feels inadequate to hold up this powerful anthem. Musti provides the powerful vocals to express the artistic vision of the song, but the rest of it is just there. The buildup is way too slow, and the introduction of the song doesn't draw me into the chorus, and the contrasting elements don't feel related. This is not a new problem for Belgium. I felt this in 2019 when the recap showed the great chorus, but then the verses felt like it came out of a Mass Effect soundtrack. This needs a better and faster buildup, and I want the energy of the peak matched throughout the song. I gave Belgium 59 out of 100 points, and this is a qualifier for me, but I am still disappointed in the overall composition. The 13th song comes from Estonia. Here is 5 Minunst and Pulup with the song Nendest Narkutikumdest Eti Me Kul Midagi. Thank you. I believe this is the longest titled song in all of Eurovision, and I apologize to Estonian-speaking people for my terrible pronunciation. This song is quirky. The instrumentation features unique sounds. I love the contrasting vocals between the deep tones and the anthemic-sounding powerhouse of the chorus. This is a fun oddity to dance to, and not knowing Estonian, it's easy to just move to the rhythm of the song. This entry does feel a bit middling for me, but it's not musically offensive, and it's in a foreign language, which I always approve of. I can't tell if this entry is supposed to be serious or not, but at the end of the day, I enjoy listening to it. I gave Estonia 59 out of 100 points, and this is a qualifier in my rankings. The 14th song comes from Israel. Here is Eden Golan with the song Hurricane.
Living in a fantasy, ecstasy, everything is meant to be. We shall pass, but love will never die. Hours and hours and powers, life is no game, but it's ours. Why? The time goes wild. Every day I'm losing my mind.
This song has clear, passionate tones which Eden personifies in her vocals. Her voice pierces the silence, presenting a clear vision of passion which cries in the stillness. Much like Latvia, I would love to see a guitar strumming in the beginning portions of the song. I recognize the artistry behind the song, but this feels generic. Yet another female ballad of empowerment screaming into the void of darkness. I have seen this kind of song before, and it brings nothing new to the genre. It's well sung, and the basic elements are structured nicely, but this just doesn't impress me. Eden has a beautiful voice, and I'd like to see her singing something more complex, something with more risk involved. This is safe and predictable. I gave Israel 42 out of 100 points, and this is just too middle of the road to qualify. The 15th song comes from Norway. Here is Gott with the song Ulveham. I love the structure of this song. It feels ancient and it creates a soundscape of oceanic exploration. This feels Norwegian, and parts of it even remind me of Atlantic Canada, with seafaring cultures emerging from the depths of the ocean to declare their passions to the universe. The instrumentation in the verses is absolutely gorgeous, and it provides a beautiful representation of supernatural power. My issue with this song is the chorus. The chorus sounds shrieky, as if a siren has lured me in with the verses and is tearing apart my soul with the chorus. I cannot stand the drop in sound during the chorus when all the instruments except a basic guitar and drums continue on. It bugs me to no end, and the transitions are jarring at best. The vocals during the chorus are unstable and sound borderline painful. Again, it feels like a siren is shrieking at me, paralyzing me with fear. Maybe that's the point of the song, but it takes away my enjoyment of the verses. I gave Norway 61 out of 100 points, and this is an obvious qualifier. The artistry and beauty that this song provides will earn it a spot in the grand final. The 16th and final song in the second semifinal comes from the Netherlands. Here is Joost Klein with the song Europapa.
Ik ben aan het vluchten van mezelf, roep de hele dag om help. Ja, ik geef zelfs mensen geld, maar er is niemand die me helpt. Ik hoef geen escargots, hoef geen vis en chips, hoef geen pael. Ja, no, ik weet niet eens echt wat dat is. Zet de radio aan, ik hoor Stromae met papa Oet. Hij zal niet stoppen tot ze zeggen ja, ja, dat doet hij goed, hé.
Welkom in Europa, blijf hier tot ik dood ga. Europapa, Europapa. Welkom in Europa, blijf hier tot ik dood ga. Europapa.
Europa, pa, 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 pa. This is another fan favorite, and I can see why. I love the idea of the European Union. As a Canadian, I want passportless travel to several countries using the same currency and giving citizens the freedom to live and work where they please. Not knowing Dutch, this feels like a love letter to the European Union. I know this has other meanings, but if television viewers aren't able to understand Dutch, they are most likely going to derive the same meaning that I did, regardless if it's correct or not. The ending of the song, which is not part of the Spotify version, is powerful. I don't know why they cut it from the studio version, so I have to disregard it in my review. I would like an English version of the song just to understand the rap parts, but I am happy that this song is being sung in Dutch on the Eurovision stage. It's a fun song to dance to, and it has great hooks, name-dropping European countries and food items along the way. This is an accessible song, and I think Joost is a charismatic performer. I gave the Netherlands 69 out of 100 points, and I would love to see the Benelux countries reunited in the grand final after 30 years. And those are the 16 entries in the second semi-final of the 2024 edition of the Eurovision Song Contest. Here's a quick run-through of my personal list of qualifiers. The scores in semi-final 2 range from 28 points to 92 points, which is an extremely large range of points. Starting from the 10th position, the 10 countries that I would put through to the grand final are Latvia with 46 points, Armenia with 50 points, Estonia with 59 points, Czechia also with 59 points, Belgium also with 59 points, Norway with 61 points, the Netherlands with 69 points, San Marino also with 69 points, Switzerland with 87 points, and Austria with 92 points. This means that Georgia with 46 points, Israel with 42 points, Malta with 39 points, Denmark with 37 points, Albania with 36 points, and Greece with 28 points are non-qualifiers in my rankings. Those are my personal thoughts. Of course, the Eurovision community and casual viewers will most likely differ from my perspective. Feel free to share your top 10 in either our Spotify Q&A or on our social media channels. Looking at the semi-final list, I have confidence in my list with Georgia and Greece possibly qualifying over countries like Latvia and Estonia, but I'll guess I'll find out how many countries I ended up predicting correctly. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. There will be no Song of the Week for the next few episodes as we continue to focus exclusively on 2024. If you'd like to get in touch with your thoughts or comments, you can reach out to our Instagram page at ESC101podcast. You can also send us an email, ESC101podcast@gmail.com. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss out on future episodes. And if you haven't already done so, please consider leaving us a review and sharing the podcast with your friends. We continue our coverage of the 68th Eurovision Song Contest with our reviews and reactions to the auto-qualified entries from France, Germany, Italy, Spain, the United Kingdom, and Sweden. So stay tuned for part 3 of our Eurovision 2024 coverage. You have been listening to ESC 101. See you next time.